Christmas for many is a stressful time of year, and finding the right gift for someone who has everything is often a big part of that. When there's nothing in the stores around town that makes sense, and time is short to order online, where do you turn? Online marketplaces offer a solution, with items that are not only already in Vancouver but are also extremely random. Therefore, the person that has everything might not quite have everything until you buy them a vintage pay phone, several pounds of bottle caps, or a fast food merry-go-round. Yes, those are options. We scoured Vancouver's Craigslist for sale page, and here are some of the random and potentially Christmas-saving gift ideas we found, from least to most expensive. Free. A 1904 upright piano. Normally you don't expect much in the free category of Craigslist, but perhaps this is a Christmas miracle for someone. A Vancouver resident is moving soon, and while they love this piano, it can't come with them. We would love for it to go to a home where it will be appreciated and used. They write of the working, but slightly out of tune, instrument. While it's on the free page, they do note professional movers are recommended as the piano is old and difficult to move. $10. The last province newspaper of the second millennium. A fan of historic calendar moments? Then this newspaper from December 31, 1999 might be ideal. The newspaper is 160 pages with cover adorned by the Parthenon in Athens, which was built 2,500 years ago. $15. Two old pennies. Okay, so two old pennies might be underselling these coins. They're an 1859 and an 1888 Canadian pennies. Yes, the first one is from before Canada was a country, but the term Canada was still used by the English for the province of Canada, essentially Ontario and Quebec. $25. Handy remote control holders. They're plastic hands. They hold TV remotes, so they're easy to find. $30 R2D2 Coca-Cola button. At the intersection of pop culture and pop sits this button. Aside from R2D2 made out of a Coke can, the button features the slogan, "Things go better when you and Coke get together," a take on their slogan used in the 60s and 70s. CP Air flight attendant dolls. Someone has gotten their hands on a few of these dolls from back in the day when CP Air was a thing. Essentially, it's a vintage Barbie doll, if you are really into old-school Canadian travel companies. $50. A 10-inch seal described as a decorative seal figure, which seems accurate enough for us. Aladdin handheld game. Many 90s kids will remember the cheap little single game devices that came out, with a simple tiny screen and super simple controls. This one lets you explore, as much as it can, the world of Aladdin. Yes, it works, so you can relive that high from getting a high score in 1993.1978 Mattel basketball 15 years before Aladdin was zipping around on his magic carpet. Mattel took a shot at the electronic games market with its even simpler handheld game. While it uses batteries, it's not a video game, as the player controls which lights are lit, essentially trying to get to the basket on a 5x4 grid. 1,000 plus bottle caps. Maybe they can be made into armor, or saved as currency for a Fallout cosplay night. $60. A local autographed Bob Hope photo. For decades, Bob Hope was a major name in both comedy and golf. And while this photo has nothing to do with comedy, it's a shot of him at the UBC Golf Club, and autographed by the TV legend. $75. A life-sized monitor lizard. If the fake stuffed seal wasn't quite the right vibe, what about a 28-inch lifelike monitor lizard? It's phenomenally detailed and lifelike down to the smallest features. Not sure what is made off, notes the seller. $125. Wall jumbo massage vibrator. Over 60 years old, this vintage massager will apparently help you look better, feel better, live better. Before you get any ideas, and to be clear, it was advertised as a facial massager. $250. A 250-year-old gin barrel. Need a fancy place to store gin? How about an English pottery gin barrel with a salt glaze? It's a bit chipped, but it's also from the 1850s or 1860s, so it's in pretty good condition, given what it's probably seen dispensing gin. $350. Two owl lamps. For some reason, lamps are one of those household items that can be super dull or supremely creative. In this case, these two lamps are more decoration than light source. The seller says they came from a tiki-themed billiards room, which must have been magnificent. $1,200. An antique payphone. This is essentially a museum piece. All shiny with chrome nickel, it has original parts and can receive calls. The seller isn't sure it could dial out only because it's an analog-only phone living in a digital world. $1,250. A sextant. Any explorers need a gift? While everyone uses GPS now, this sextant could really give the sailor in the family some age of discovery cred. It's in working condition, if anyone around still knows how to work it. $1,500. A Burger King merry-go-round. This one is a bit of a pricey fixer-upper, but for someone looking to relive their childhood adventures in a fast-food restaurant, how about a Burger King merry-go-round?